Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:44 on Tuesday. Let's get her done, Vin.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back here.
I know. Oh, my God. Yay.
I'm serious. Well,
what's the matter?
We had one of those days. I swear, I was in the hospital at, I don't know, dinner through whatever.
Oh, God. What happened?
The missus got rear-ended with a kid in the car and a kid in her belly.
Oh.
And so it wasn't that bad. But it was one of those things where I'm like, well, you better go to the doc and see what they have to... Because I even guessed this, but that's what the placenta can tear.
Yeah. And didn't you say there was already a position
there was
issue?
That was... Remember when I went to go get the...
Sonogram.
Yeah.
Ultrasound.
Scan. The baby scan.
So they said that all... is
worked
normal.
Itself out.
That was as they had said previously. Normally, these things work themselves out.
Right.
I love your selection of handkerchiefs.
I looked
so
around
wildly
for a
designed.
Tissue. I know. I needed a tissue right now as well.
I know.
We're all out
I'm like. I'm not going to sit here and just wipe my nose with my hand. Go on, please. Who cares about my nose? Let's hear about what happened with your baby.
Where was this?
Yeah. Where did they get rear-ended?
In Santa Cruz, where we live.
Does traffic or
some dude? I guess the guy was very nice and, you know, stuck around and made sure everyone was okay. But so she had to. She ended up. They had to put a heart monitor on the baby for 4 hours.
Aye, aye, aye.
So, I brought dinner over and we hung out.
Mm.
Let me see if I have the...
That was just to be safe?
Yeah,
like,
just to be safe.
Let's just make sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else you going to do?
Was Isla okay? Was she scared?
How did she handle that? Yeah,
she handled it, it seems, better than her mom did.
Oh.
Which I get, you know.
She didn't keep her cool?
No, she did, but she was nervous. She's got a baby in her stomach.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So anyway, it was just like, oh, God.
That can be so traumatic for a kid.
Absolutely.
In an accident. They're afraid to get in cars. And
oh, boy. There's Christina laying in the bed.
Oh, man. How much damage? Thank God it was the Mercedes, right?
How much damage did Tinkerbell get? That's what they call that car. You know the one they took from me?
Yes, I do know the one they took from you. Your new Mercedes that Christina
now,
was like, that looks really safe.
Yeah.
That's like a great family vehicle.
That now is called Tinkerbell.
That's
cute. It handled it great, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why you get a Mercedes.
Handle an
airbags? What happened?
No airbags, but the back headrests exploded.
What does that mean?
The thing pops out, I guess, to keep your head from going like that.
Bouncing.
Oh.
And then it was stuck out. So they're still out. I don't know what that's all about. I didn't know those did
really
that.
That's really interesting. Just to keep you from getting whiplash, huh?
Yeah.
Those Mercedes can have like 8 airbags all around you. They're insane.
Like you're in a bubble by the time an accident's over.
But it's weird that went off and everything else didn't. So there must be gauged by certain speeds or certain...
Right. Was it pretty low speed, this rear ending? What was the guy doing texting?
I don't know. I don't know. It's his fault.
Yeah. Yes,
all the info was exchanged. But so, yeah, I was just glad to get to bed. And I got up this morning... Like, my alarm went off when I got up. Normally I'm up 15, 20, 30 minutes before that, already drinking coffee. Today I was just like, oh.
Was she supposed to go back to work today?
Yeah.
So I hope she's not.
Well, I think they're okay.
Know, but those accidents, it can take a day or two. Just like any injury, it'll take, you know, a little bit for it to catch up to you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? That even the next day you can be okay, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, whatever trauma happened to your neck or what have you will catch up with you. Hopefully she's, you know, it sounds like the Mercedes. That's one thing. When we used to do endorsements for them, we found out all this stuff about these safety things that they did, that they not only put into their own cars, but share freely. Like, this is super safe. Mm-hmm. All car companies should have this available.
And a lot of cars have adopted what they have.
Right. Because they share it.
Yeah.
Yes, this will make people live through crashes.
Well, I know a guy, if you want a new Mercedes.
Oh, you know a guy?
I know this guy.
Oh, what's his name?
John.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, listen, Johns are pretty solid people.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
John Evie.
I know it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
For sure. So we've got to figure that out. But I just... As far as that goes...
I also know a great body shop.
Do you?
Yes.
Is that by John's house?
It's by John's house.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably
what... Saw him recently.
I probably need that.
They're great.
Oh.
What do you mean you saw him recently? You recently had an accident, too? And we didn't hear about this?
Oh, why didn't we hear about this?
What?
You know, because...
Oh.
What?
Because what? I don't really understand.
Yeah,
I thought we shared everything on this show.
Yeah, it's
overshared.
Just some things you don't share.
Well, let's share it anyway.
You just never know.
Right.
Well, you know, because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
What?
So was it your fault or something? Oh, that's too bad.
So,
yeah, sometimes
but
you
anyway,
do have to keep
this
things.
Guy, this dude, like, I'm actually getting ready to send him pizzas this week just because they're so great at this body shop. Like, John sends his business there. I send anyone on next door that is like, oh, dude, does anybody know a body shop? I'm like, Palm Avenue Motors, ding, ding, shame on me.
Ding, ding, shame.
Not like I get a deal because I don't, but
good
they're
guys.
Just great guys, and their family has owned the body shop, and, you know, just...
It is so nice to find some place that
They're
you
so
trust
honest.
And, right, that you don't feel like you're getting screwed over.
Right.
Because there are so many places where you walk and you're like, oh, man, these two guys are just looking to take you for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you find something good, you do want to tell other people about it. Like, nobody wants to deal with a body shop. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to deal with car trouble. And when you find some place that makes it even incrementally better, you're like, that's the place.
That's why I've talked to you guys about that contractor that I worked with because...
What's his name?
Kirk Adney. Oh. Adney and
Sons.
I swear, though, when I was doing all that work on that place, I was... Everything I had to do, I had to meet six people.
Yeah.
In order to get a bid and meet them and decide if they're okay or what. I met a guy I liked. I liked him. Him and I could be buddies. I was all, you're for me. And then he was just
as douchey as anybody else.
Just like, well, I mean, he was not professional.
Right.
He was like,
that's right. He wasn't like returning your
calls. He was like my bro. And when I finally got him back on the phone, he's all, oh, bro, I was snowboarding for 4 days.
Oh,
it was so good. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I can't.
That's not working for me.
And I end up, okay, my second choice is this Kirk guy who seemed really solid, but he's like your dad. And ended up being the best relationship I've got going outside of my own family.
Oh.
Well, in my
Isn't
work.
Isn't that sweet?
But, I mean, he's a great guy. You know what I mean? So
there's
like,
nothing like a person that you can trust
so,
in life.
To your point, yeah. I mean, you find yourself going, thank God for someone that I can just blindly go, yeah,
right.
Man.
Please help me.
I don't have to think about what you're up to.
I'm not worried that you're trying to pull one
Did
over
Did I just
me.
Get had?
Right.
Oh, good.
Right. So anyway, yeah, I got to deal with that, but. I'm just glad.
So what time did you finally get home?
7:30.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't middle of the night.
No, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, for us, 7:30, I'm like,
oh, God.
What hospital is around there?
Dominican.
Where is that?
Off Soquel, or off of one, but off Soquel. It's not, it's cool. It wasn't too far. It was no big deal. You know, I made some macaroni and some peaches and cottage cheese and brought them some dinner because they were there for a long time. It all happened while I was at guitar lessons.
Oh.
Like in this little
what
window.
What time is that?
Like 1.
Oh boy. And you finally get home at 7:30?
Right.
So you went home to make dinner. They didn't have any food at the hospital?
Well, who wants hospital food?
Yeah, I mean, that's
fine. I mean, whatever.
You want some comfort at that
time. Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I don't know.
Here's some broth.
Well, thanks.
No, I mean, they were nice to him.
I'm sure they would have. They were cool. Yeah. But, you know, it was just, there was
nice
my day.
Did,
there
right?
was, I was like, man, Mondays.
Tell me why.
The worst.
Meetings.
Oh.
Car accidents.
That meeting.
Got in bed just like, ugh.
Actually, it was last Monday. My little thing was last Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was? That recent?
I hate Mondays.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's weird because I love Mondays. Boy.
Get out of here. You know what's funny?
Tell us more, Sarah.
So, in our meeting yesterday, our boss was talking about how he had one of those Father's Day moments where the guy goes, hey, happy Father's Day, or should I say Grandfather's Day?
That was
funny.
He's
like, no, Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, douchebag.
I love that story.
That was
so,
a good story.
As he said that, I was like, I was at the Samba Rocks, which is this acai bowl place near my house.
Samba Rocks.
Samba Rock. It's a Brazilian bowl making place. Fruit, everybody. Fruit bowls.
Fruit, yogurt, peanut butter.
Fruit bowls. Yeah, peanut butter. I get the peanut butter in there. And I'm the gal, like, come to pick up the stuff, and there I am, and she's like, happy Father's Day. I'm like, in my head, I'm just all, this dad body crap has got to end.
Oh, you think she picked you out as a dad by your dad
well,
bod?
Well, how the hell else?
Has she seen you with Isla
yeah,
there
before?
I don't know.
Times.
I mean, how's she going to remember that?
She's probably seen you. Maybe you're kind of a memorable dude.
Yes, you are. And maybe you had, like, you know, makeup on or something, or like pink nail polish.
Oh, exactly.
I don't know.
Man, that's exactly.
There's always clues, Vin. Maybe you had like a little bit of throw up on your shirt. You didn't realize.
Get some damn exercise. This dad body crap is
killing
me.
You don't have a dad bod at all. We give you a lot of crap on this show, but it's like you're a man anorexic.
But there's no way she could have known that I was a dad. She knew because she looked at me, got one looked me up and down, and went,
saw the little My Pretty Pony sticking out of your pocket and knew you were a dad.
That's not pretty.
You have stickers on your back that you don't even know about.
Is that an Elsa sticker on your back?
Happy Father's Day.
Man. Oh. I guess I was supposed to be like, maybe I should have been all, hey, thanks. But instead, I was completely insulted.
Oh.
Wonder why I can't exercise. I'm at the hospital at 7 at night.
Don't they say the dad bod is like the attractive bod now?
Yeah, I don't want that, though. Not into it. I'm going to drop 10 over vacation.
All right.
If it's the last
Let's
thing
Let's
do.
Let's do a weigh-in on Friday and then another one.
No,
two
I'll
weeks
do
later.
My own way. Okay, no. We'll all do weigh-ins.
Our scale here is Please. Broken, though. We need
a
battery or something.
Does anybody have a scale in this building?
I don't have one in my house at all.
Let me go check the battery.
I can't live without it. You don't have to do it right this second or anything.
Why not?
All right, go ahead.
All right.
What's he going to do?
Going to go check the battery on the one in there. Oh. There's something wrong with our scale.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to do that. I fully plan to put 10 pounds on.
You what?
Fully. How could I not? I'm going to have subs every day. I'm going to eat a grinder every day. I am going to eat a lobster every day. I'm going to eat fried clams. It's a sub. It's just a
Hold on.
Long
go back.
Sandwich.
A lobster.
At least one.
A whole lobster every day.
Yeah, every single day. Every day.
I feel like we should call New England and warn the lobsters that she's coming.
Don't worry, they have plenty. It's lobster season.
She's coming back, man.
Larry Lobster, run!
You've enjoyed some...
Oh, it's one of those little ones that's like a coin.
Oh.
What are those called?
Digital thingy.
Anyway, the gravy days are over. Lobster Sasquatch is coming back.
I'm coming to get you.
Boom, boom.
Where's my lobster? I'm going to eat my way through that town.
Oh, that sounds great.
All right,
great.
Well, good
I know.
For you.
I'm psyched. So my way in will be the opposite. I'm looking to put on 10, and you can try and drop 10. That'll be fun.
It will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Let's just... fingers crossed that I can, you know, stick to my plan and things don't pop into my day.
They will.
They will, I know. That's how you get the dead body in the first place.
Right. Life gets away from you.
Well, I know. Someone said something about life throwing you, they phrase that they use, not loops.
Throwing roadblocks in your way?
Vin, how frightening for Christina and all of you. So sorry you guys had experienced that. Your little daughter's a trooper. Life can throw you some curves, but you all handle it as a strong, loving family by pulling together. One day at a time, and hugs to you all.
Oh, thanks. Aww. Our listeners are very supportive, wonderful people.
Well, doesn't it make you think? I mean, it always flashes through my head, like, there I am all making macaroni. Stupid. But sure enough, there I am at the hospital going, thank God everybody's okay. I mean, frankly, we could be going there for cancer treatment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's real life.
So much
so,
worse.
I mean,
exactly.
As much as I groused and... Oh, parking. Where the heck do I got to walk in? And as soon as I got in there, I'm like, oh, it's a hospital.
Hospital.
Like, snap
yuck.
Out of it, kid.
This yeah, stuff, you're lucky.
This is real stuff. This is
monitoring.
Not. I'm not trying to like message everybody for the day. I'm just saying, I that's the cold splash of water was all my grousing was like sort of, oh, right. I'm at the hospital.
Right.
And I'm lucky everybody's okay. And that was just a little
blip.
Bump.
Yep.
925 says, I texted a few months ago that my sister was starting at Intercom. She was introduced at the meeting yesterday as, quote, Sarah. And I guess Sarah raised her hand. Did you raise your hand?
No. Well, so they said, we got a new girl, Sarah, or whatever. And I sort of looked around to see who this other Sarah was. And then everybody standing in the back was like, I'm like, it's not me. I'm not a salesperson.
And you've been here 20 years.
By the way, if I could, before we close... you know, Sarah gets the couch and then she goes, Vin, sit right here. Just sit down.
And then I text all you guys like I got the couch.
And then one of our other coworkers sits down and Sarah's like, well, no, listen, we got the whole, you know, and she's like, God, thanks. And gets up and leaves.
Who said that?
Mary Beth. So, It wasn't like that at all.
Like,
I got the couch for her, and she's like, oh, okay. She walks off. She was all grousing.
She was
get off the couch. Get off my couch, bitch. Get off my couch. And then you guys don't even come over.
I didn't see you. You guys all stopped for food.
I texted you. I didn't stop for food.
Well, I
went
just,
and got a couch.
I went and sat by a pole.
Oh.
As far back as I could.
That's what I should have done.
So I could lean against the pole.
Well, for
a big
once,
pillar.
I try to play ball and not sit by the door so I can roll out
were.
Of there when no
and
one's looking.
And then when
looking.
I found the text, I saw the text. I have no idea where the couch is. I'm looking around and I see Hooman. Bryn sits next to me and I had no idea where the couch was. Where's
no,
the couch?
It was
where
over
on the right-hand side. Yeah,
you had to pick the couch
the
closest
window?
To the inside
yeah,
of
to the window.
I moved the couch to that position.
What?
Yeah, me and Brian, the engineer, I was like, oh, this couch looks comfortable because I'm looking at all the chairs. I was so tired. I'm like, let's move the couch.
Oh.
Move the couch over into position.
Oh, next time, by the exit.
Us?
I texted you, hey, I got a couch.
You didn't see me?
I couldn't see you. I was standing up. I was looking around. I saw Bryn.
Well, I was right
next
to Bryn.
You didn't say anything to me.
I texted you.
I saw the text after I was
after,
after
the
I was
meeting
seated.
Was already started.
I'm like,
I
oh, where's this couch you're talking about?
Oh my god. Well, whatever.
I just figured you guys were getting burritos or something.
No, and it was a comfortable couch too.
Oh, good for you.
It was. Yeah. It was really nice. I hate being in those meetings because those chairs always hurt my butt.
They do.
What?
Yeah. Like sometimes an uncomfortable chair will really screw with my tailbone.
Oh, I had something. Bryn even saw me.
What happened?
I don't know. It was like someone stabbed
like
me in the back.
Spasm or something.
What?
Yeah. I went.
Oh!
And I was just like, oh,
from
yeah.
sitting on the floor?
No, from sitting on those chairs.
Oh,
it just, it was like someone just stabbed me. And I just, and.
Are you sure someone didn't just stab
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you like, sure?
That might have happened, Vinny. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I
because
hate,
as
I hate
you know,
chairs.
We are Marcia, so it's. Quite,
yeah.
I thought
Marcia.
Oh,
Jan came up and stabbed us.
Well, Cindy was there too, though.
As much as I'm proud of the hard work we put in and our accomplishments, I did feel like, wow, we really are coming off like number one right here. This is. I'm an older brother. I know how that plays. Yeah. Younger brothers often are like, oh, you.
How dare you, man.
It's like people make you feel bad for being number one.
I know. Oh, so, great. Yeah, we were Marsha'd. And we were like, sorry, we're successful. I'm sorry.
And here goes
You're
these
welcome.
Guys again.
I know. And then he's reading off all, because, you know, they went through all the stations. There's a bunch of stations in the intercom cluster, as they call it. And he's so he's saying, oh,
and
here's,
I love all the stations.
Absolutely.
Too.
And all the program directors are getting up there and saying, look, we're making strides. This is what we're doing. Here's, you know, we're ticking up, blah, blah, blah. And then Michael Martin gets up there and just basically tells, you know, tells all our ratings, which are excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much, listeners. It's
Thank you.
All you.
Love you.
Absolutely.
Hooman, I'm sure, must have set up a little straight. He loves ratings. And so he talked about our ratings and everything. And yeah, I actually felt, you know, embarrassed about it. Like, oops. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, I just.
I'm not sorry.
I got to talking to one of the guys downstairs, and they're celebrating some successes as well,
Which
I was happy to hear.
Totally.
And, but I swear, I feel like one of the problems with the way we are graded is that it's not like I try any harder or. I go for it all day, every day.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter. I've been on stations where, like, a rock station doesn't get ratings. No 18-year-old boy was going to fill out those dumb little books that you use. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we wouldn't get the ratings probably we should have because we weren't aiming at the same audience. Anyway, it's just one of those things where it's like, you still go for it,
yep.
No matter what.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
And it is true. I mean, the whole, I mean, I don't know how much we're supposed to talk about
probably
ratings
not
and
at all
the way that they do them. But these days, it's like, look, you know, you to actually ask someone to do something on kind of a long-term basis to, you know, it's not even just like having the TV thing, like the Nielsen ratings where, you know, your TV's on, yes or no.
Right.
Your channel is on this, yes or no. The time is this. Like, it's just not the same kind of thing. It's sort of this thing that people have to commit to. And to get people to do stuff is hard.
Right.
Just to get them to answer their phone to begin the process of asking them to do stuff is hard. So, yeah, I agree with you. 18-year-olds have other priorities.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt that sometimes you're just underrepresented and you should still try as hard as you
Absolutely.
Would ever try.
Yep.
So that was sort of the...
Well, it was a room, I have to say, full of hardworking people. I had high hopes when Intercom took us over because as we met with them before the takeover, that they seemed like radio people and like gung-ho and into it and loved radio for radio. You know, we weren't going to be an afterthought anymore as we were in the giant CBS corporate kingdom. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been a disappointment. I really... have been extremely jazzed. Less meetings would be great, but seriously jazzed about, you know, how well, like, you know, I want to come in here and kick ass every day.
Right.
And it's nice to know that the whole team also wants that.
And I like the charity angle that Intercom takes a part of. That means a lot to be a part of the community and trying to help.
Right. They actually brought in a charity that we're sort of helping out in-house.
Yeah.
Raphael House, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check into it. Shame. No shame, really. I was thinking, oh, I should open up my Amazon app right now and buy some pajamas for these people or whatever they need.
Oh, right. We should do that next week. Make sure we all well, as a
it's
show
this
bring
week. It's this week.
Oh, wait.
So we should
it's not
go...
Friday. That's too bad.
No, it is. It's Tuesday, Vinny. We're super early days this week. But since it's going to be one of the best weeks of all time, you know, there's plenty of time.
Maybe we need a Target trip.
Actually, you know what? Will you shoot me a quick email. I'm going to Target either today or tomorrow to get my kids some vacation clothes. We need some shorts. My kids don't have any shorts.
Okay, great. Actually, I have $20 I'll give you.
Oh, okay. I'll just go. I'll go pick up a couple things, and they need. They need everything from like housewares to kids' shoes, at Raphael House. And this is, you know, something we're doing in house.
School supplies, backpacks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Pajamas. Yeah.
So we'll
all the stuff.
It is kind of nice to have them be really sort of even at the major meetings talking about like here's what we're doing for the community.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I was like, wow, this is pretty good.
One thing.
Or two or three. I mean, if you can get one thing, why not take on a couple more? All right, here we go. KLOC, KLOC, HD1.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.